time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, reportedly claims the president knew in advance about the infamous 2016 Trump Tower meeting in which Russians had promised his campaign dirt about Hillary Clinton. Jim Sciutto and Carl Bernstein broke the story Thursday night on CNN.
Sources with knowledge tell myself and Carl that Michael Cohen claims that then-candidate Donald Trump knew in advance about the June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower in which Russians were expected to offer his campaign dirt on Hillary Clinton. Crucially, these sources tell us that Cohen is willing to make that assertion to the special counsel Robert Mueller. Cohen alleges as well that he was present, along with several others, when Trump was informed of the Russians' offer by Donald Trump Jr., about that offer. By Cohen's account, Trump approved going ahead with that meeting with the Russians. Now, we should note that our sources said Cohen does not have evidence such as audio recordings to corroborate his claim. A source familiar with Cohen's House testimony said he did not testify that Trump had advanced knowledge.
Cohen's legal team insists they did not leak the revelation, raising the possibility it came from the Trump team to weaken Cohen's bargaining hand should he decide to flip and speak to special counsel Robert Mueller. Trump's longtime financial gatekeeper, Alan Weisselberg, has been subpoenaed to testify before a federal grand jury in the criminal probe of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. More from MSNBC.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, was subpoenaed by the Southern District of New York in the Michael Cohen investigation. Sources familiar with the probe told the Journal, Weisselberg is considered a witness. Last year, Weisselberg arranged for the Trump Organization to pay Cohen after he'd made a $130,000 payment to Stephanie Clifford, known as Stormy Daniels, to keep quiet about an alleged affair. One of the president's closest and oldest business associates, Weisselberg has worked with Trump since the 1980s and even was featured on The Apprentice. Just days before Trump was inaugurated, he turned over his business operations to his two grown sons under Weisselberg's guidance. Neither he nor the Trump Organization responded to the Journal's request for comment.
The Daily Beast is reporting that Senator Claire McCaskill has been targeted for cyber attacks by Russia.
Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, first identified candidate now to be targeted by Russian hackers ahead of the midterm
elections.
And they
don't know what they're getting into.
The Daily Beast was the first to link McCaskill to phishing attempts to infiltrate her campaign through staff's email passwords. Around the time of the hack attempt, President Trump was in Missouri chastising McCaskill and asking the crowd to vote her out of office. We first learned of Russia's midterm hacking attempts last week during a security forum.
Earlier this year, we did discover that a fake Microsoft domain had been established as the landing page for phishing attacks, and we saw metadata that suggested those phishing attacks were being directed at three candidates who were all standing for election in the midterm elections. I can tell you that they were all people who, because of their positions, might have been interesting targets from an espionage standpoint as well as an election disruption standpoint.
Senator McCaskill has been highly critical of Russia and is a top Senate Democrat facing tough re-election this year. She issued a statement saying the cyber attack was unsuccessful and, quote, it is outrageous that they think they can get away with this. I will not be intimidated.
A day after the White House banned a CNN reporter from attending an open press event, Fox News host Shep Smith launched a strong defense of journalists aimed at Trump's base.
For those of you at home, if I may, journalists are not the enemies of the people. It's quite the opposite. Our profession is enshrined in the Constitution, and the Fourth Estate holds the essential job of being your eyes and often ears, and when appropriate, your voice. It's a cornerstone of our republic. Over 22 years at this network, it has been my experience that the journalists of Fox News and Fox Business, and those of our colleagues at competitors at CNN and MSNBC, NBC, ABC, and CBS, Bloomberg, and PBS, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, The New York Times, The Washington Post, all of them operate in the public interest. We work to discern what is truth, then to present it to you in context and with perspective, and as your representatives in the people's halls report to you without fear or favor, while striving to hold those in power to the same standards. This is the foundation of what we do. It's our reason for being, our purpose. Please know this. I acknowledge many thousands of your complaints and protestations, and in doing so, I offer this. Never have I personally misrepresented the truth to you. Our reports are checked, rechecked, and approved at the editorial management level of this network. And in the event I make a mistake, I tell you and correct it in a timely and appropriate manner. As an aside, when the president attacks journalists, we question his motivation and try to discover the underlying reason. For historically, those who regularly and as a matter of pattern attack the messenger, who degrade and belittle the purveyors of truth, and work to diminish the free press, often find the facts displeasing and endeavor to keep you from knowing them. We are on guard, and we hope, politics aside, for the greater good, that you are too. I got
the good. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.